City Councilor James Ferrara, who assured the council a place at the center of the casino debate last year by creating a casino site committee, was re-elected by his colleagues to a rare second consecutive one-year term as council president. Ferrara predicted the casino issue would top the council's agenda again in 2013.
The city council may or may not decide to support a casino development in Springfield. It should not be a foregone conclusion. Casino companies must demonstrate and prove that their plan will benefit the entire community, not just a chosen few.
The city council must consider ratifying one or two host community agreements, depending on what Mayor Dominic Sarno eventually negotiates with the two casino companies competing to build in Springfield. The council must also schedule either a citywide or a ward-only voter referendum on the casino deal or deals. In a short speech following his re-election as council president Monday, Ferrara identified three other priorities for the council's election year agenda, one being school safety.
We can no longer rationalize or assume that the horrific events that we've all witnessed far too often could never happen in our city. We must be prepared, and today, as the council president, I will ask the council to form a special committee to work with the administration, public safety professionals, and school officials to examine every aspect of security in our schools and how it can be improved.
The council president said the city's infrastructure needs to be upgraded and improved, and with property tax revenue tight, he suggested the city may look at borrowing to pay for capital projects.
The council needs to work with the state and federal government to secure funding. As the council, we can examine the possibility of bonding. I think we can all agree our streets need improvement.
And in the part of his address that drew the loudest applause, Ferrara called for an end to what he said was a double standard in the enforcement of the city's residency requirement for municipal workers.
Let me make my position clear. I support residency, and everybody should be held accountable.
Historically, city council presidencies in Springfield have been limited to 1 year. But Councilor Bud Williams, who was elected vice president Monday, said the casino issue kept the gavel in Ferrara's hand for another year.
And I thought it was very important to keep the continuity so that we can, you know, approach this thing and we wouldn't have to have someone start all over again, basically. And that's what happens in a lot of cases. But to me, the issue was far bigger than the council. So that was one of the strong reasons, and the fact that he's done a good job.
Retired Springfield Police Chief Paula Mira, whom Ferrara praised for her hard work as chair of the Casino Site Committee, will continue in that assignment.
So we're committed to taking as close a look as we can to try to answer questions for the City Council, to try to provide them with whatever information they ask for and whatever we see as valuable.
Mira said she is anxious to see the detailed development proposals filed with the city last week by MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming. For now, the plans are being kept under seal until confidential business information is removed. Both companies have proposed resort casino developments worth roughly $800 million in different parts of downtown Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.